What's up, everybody? We have 10 minutes here to discuss with our dear friend Ruben all about folks who are shooting that may find themselves cross-eyed dominant. Mm. Not necessarily cross-eyed, but cross-eyed dominant. This happens when, I know I actually saw this the first time happen when it was my father-in-law shooting. Mm-hmm. And we set him all up with his gun, and he hadn't shot much before, and so he had an AR, and as he was holding it, and he's a right-handed guy, so he was holding it like a normal right-handed shooter would hold it, but he kept having a hard time seeing through the scope, and we set the scope up just right with the mount, with the eye relief, everything, and so I was standing back, kind of pondering, why could he possibly be having a hard time with this? It's just right. Then, you know, I did the whole kind of, let me see it, and I pulled over. It looked just fine for me, and I was like, I can't think of why this is. And then all of a sudden, he kind of brought his face all the way over, so his left eye was looking through the optic, and it was like, boom, he could all of a sudden use it. But then the problem became, if you're right-handed but left eye dominant or vice versa, are you supposed to shoot with your face way over, cocked on the side of the stock, or are you supposed to then just, you know what, I guess I'm left-handed now, or I guess I'm right-handed now, or whatever. Your non-dominant hand then has to be used more. So, Ruben, you do all kinds of training here with dealers and customers and stuff like that at Vortex, and I'm sure you've seen it more than a time or two with how much you've been out on the range. What do you tell those folks?
Eye dominance is something that you can really easily determine if you're right eye or left eye dominant. And I would say the vast majority of the population is going to, they're going to have their eye dominance on the same side as whatever. If they're right-handed, they're going to be right eye dominant. Usually that's how it works out. And that's just because at a young age, if you're learning to throw, you're going to throw with your dominant hand. And a lot of times that's the way that you see the world, right? So that's, I think usually that's how it ends up working out. But you can check dominance by the kind of the test that we all learned in hunter safety, right, Mark?
Yep.
You take your hands and you make a triangle out in front of your face.
Triangle in my face and my thumbs in my hands.
You pick an object. It can be 10 to 20 feet away.
I'm picking
and look at that
lens.
Object, keeping both eyes open. And what I want you to do is I want you to pull that triangle closer to your face so that the object never disappears. And you're going to pull that triangle right in front of your dominant eye.
Works every time.
Yeah, it's a pretty foolproof test. And it's also kind of a fail-proof test to determine your dominance, right?
Yeah. I always just used to do where I basically did the same thing, but then you close one eye and then you close the other one.
To see if it disappears or not.
Oh, sure.
Same thing.
Accomplishing the same thing. And so with shooting, a lot of the times, you say it like this, but it might not always be the case, but you learn how to shoot how your dad told you how to shoot or whoever taught you how to shoot. Like, put the gun in this hand, son. It's like, no, it's in the wrong hand. Well, it might have actually been in the right place where you naturally wanted to pick it
up.
With younger kids, like, I'll pass them a ball and say, throw me the ball, and whichever hand they throw it with, it's kind of the one that will start putting the gun in. But being cross-eyed dominant is really having your eye dominance on the opposite side of your hand dominance, right? So if you throw right-handed, kick right-footed, that would mean that your left eye is your dominant eye. So in shooting, you can do one of two things. A lot of guys, when I'll say this, one of the easiest tricks that you can do is kind of cover up your dominant eye. If, let's just say you're left-handed and you really want to shoot left-handed, but your right eye dominant, one thing you could do is you could cover up your right eye.
Okay.
And you do that by not necessarily a patch, but I like to use like a translucent tape, like scotch tape. And what you do is basically as you cover up the vision in this eye, eye takes over immediately.
You put that tape over your safety glass or something like that. We're not advising you scotch tape your eyeball.
No. That's not a good idea.
But
trust me, it doesn't always work out.
But you force yourself essentially to start using that non-dominant eye, which is on the dominant hand side.
Yeah, so things that may require a high level of fine motor skill, like maybe like shooting a pistol or shooting a bow and arrow. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you'll see guys or ladies will choose to shoot that firearm, bow, whatever, with their dominant hand because it requires a higher level of fine motor skills. And a lot of times it's hard to train your left hand to do what your right hand already knows how to do.
Right.
And so you can you can generally fix that kind of with that trick. And so by using your dominant hand but covering up your dominant eye,
yeah,
right, if you're cross-eye dominant. I don't want to get this all convoluted and mixed up. But a lot of guys will then go and take, like, shooting a bolt-action rifle. They may want to use their dominant eye to have that higher level of vision, mm-hmm. right, because they feel more comfortable with it. It's more natural. And shooting a bolt-action rifle, if you're not shooting, like, shots in rapid succession, mm-hmm. doesn't really require a super high level of motor skill, right, a fine motor skill.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. I'm not by any means ambidextrous, but I can take a bolt-action rifle sitting prone or at a bench, and I can shoot it left-handed just fine. I don't work it as fast. It doesn't come as naturally to me. But if I was left-handed but right-eye dominant, I would probably switch to shooting right-handed just so I could use my dominant eye. Versus something that requires fine motor skill with your hand, you would then do that action with your mm-hmm. dominant hand and your okay. non-dominant eye. Right?
So follow whatever the application requires the greatest sense, or I guess I don't know if sense is the right word, but whatever the application requires the greatest amount of natural skill from, whether it be from the eye or mm-hmm. from the hand and fine motor skills. You sort of force whatever the weak point is to join in.
I want you guys to.
I don't know if that was a great way to explain it.
It's a great way to explain it. What I would like anybody listening or you guys now to try is imagine your pistol shooting. Okay, so take your handgun out like here. You guys are both right eye dominant.
Yeah,
and both right handed.
Yep.
So when you take your gun and present it up in front of you to shoot, now close your right eye.
Okay.
And it feels pretty natural, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now close your left eye close your right eye the first time, and then close your left eye the first time, right eye the second time. And now looking through your non-dominant eye, your left eye, now you have to shift the gun over here.
Yeah.
Right? To see that sight picture. Okay. And a lot of times that's really hard for people to do is to just close that dominant eye and transfer. But one thing that makes it really easy is, like I said, either a patch or something like translucent tape where it blocks the vision so your other eye takes over. Throw those on once and then now try pulling up that quote unquote air pistol and you'll automatically present it to your other eye.
Oh, yeah.
Because
okay. Yeah, I
the
see.
Eye that you can see through without having that tape inhibiting your view is the one that you're going to see that sight picture with.
Yeah,
handguns are
actually kind of one of those subconscious things that just takes over without you even noticing.
And handguns are something that once in a while you'll actually see somebody who's right-handed but left-eye dominant, they'll just shoot it that way because they're presenting to that eye anyways.
Interesting.
It's a lot more difficult to do, like you mentioned, with a rifle where you kind of have to like get your head all cocked over to one side.
Do you think that people who have this kind of cross-eyed dominance, at first it seems like it may hinder them, but do you think that it could even present them with an advantage in some situations as they get used to their cross-eyed dominance and kind of keep shooting and practicing? Because I know sometimes when I've seen competitive shooters or when I've seen military and law enforcement guys shoot around, you know, barricades or walls or things mm-hmm. like that, sometimes they are actually transitioning to their non-dominant hand.
Sure. Yep.
And then they're using, I'm guessing in those cases,
a non-dominant
eye mm-hmm. as well. So I almost feel like if you have sort of a crisscross, you kind of have a dominant something on both sides, which is kind of nice.
I think I've always been paranoid about something happening like in the shooting sports. Like I might take, you know, some frag off of a target and vision, you know, might disappear in one eye for some reason if I wasn't careful about the safety glasses and stuff like that. So I've always kind of cross-trained a little bit just to see like what it's like. But one of the things in USPSA that you'll do as a part of their classification or qualification system, ranking system, is you'll shoot these classifier stages. And the classifier stages are something that everybody has to shoot to prove your skill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll do, this is basically like freestyle, this is strong hand only, and then you'll do weak hand only as well. And every time I transition to weak hand for these pistol drills, like you kind of like, do you shoot it right eye dominant but left handed, or do you just close your right eye so it's more natural?
Yeah.
And most of the time, if not all the time, I'm shooting left handed but with my right eye.
Oh, no kidding, huh?
Yeah.
I would have thought you'd just close your right eye.
You can do it either way. It's mechanics aren't going to be as solid if you're shooting left-handed but with your right eye because you're holding the
right,
gun
you get,
further
get kind
over.
Kind of a little awkward of your normal stance.
You're not,
but I guess left-handed probably isn't your normal stance anyway. But
no, you're kind of just making things up as you go and salvaging. But it is something that we test in those shooting sports. And like you mentioned, Jimmy, with the military tactical law enforcement community, a lot of times these guys are transitioning to weak shoulder or weak hand shooting to get around a barricade, to shoot underneath a vehicle. I mean,
probably not
it.
Expose yourself.
Well, I mean,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's also a high risk that if you get shot, one of your arms or hands or limbs might not function as it should, and you're going to have to transition that firearm to something you're not comfortable with. So
you can't just call timeout.
No,
it ain't that kind of game.
Yeah. So hopefully that's helpful stuff.
Yeah. There you have it. So hopefully, yes, like Rube said, that helped you out. And if you have any other questions on that kind of thing, definitely hit us up and get out there and just practice, right? You'll never know until you start shooting.
It can be overcome. Denise.
Air guns have been, I got to say, you guys, finger barrel discipline on this podcast was atrocious. I was getting finger barreled. Mark was getting finger barreled.
I didn't even feel it.
Rube was. the air pistols were out. So watch yourselves.
Can I say something? Can I give people, hope?
Yeah.
Can I give people hope?
What is it?
The niece is right-handed and left-eye dominant, and he is one of the most successful outdoorsmen I know. It can be overcome.
My uncle is the same way. My uncle is an incredible wing shooter, and he's right-eye dominant, left-handed, and it's like, what the heck are you doing, dude? Like you, but you know
like
what?
You said,
the guy
man.
Shoots pheasants and ducks like you wouldn't believe.
Like you said, just make it up as you go. All right. Tell us how you do it. We'd love to hear it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.